Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk first. So many stories, but parking amnesty. What's that about?
The city of Albany was hoping to restock local food pantries just before the holiday season, while at the same time collecting a big chunk of approximately $2.5 million in outstanding parking fines, but at least officially anyway, it cannot do both. Our story by Jordan Carlio Evangelist says that Albany's first parking fine amnesty since 2008 starts Wednesday. The city is hoping to clear a backlog of roughly 60,000 unpaid tickets that go back to 2010. However, if the city wanted to collect from the outstanding scofflaws any food for local food pantries, they can't do it. At least it's probably illegal. That's the conclusion of the city's legal staff. Nonetheless, the city treasurer, Darius Schonifer, and others are still urging people who pay their fines to make a donation to the local food pantries at the same time. Even if you don't provide a food for charity, you can pay off your outstanding parking fine. There's no extra penalty, and that begins tomorrow, but you're urged to contribute, and you can even pay your fine online. And if you don't owe any tickets, you can still donate an item of food.
Certainly appreciate it. Well, let's go to report cards. We heard from the state controller, Thomas DiNapoli, who audited the grading system, electronic system, and found that there's been some finagling going on, including in Saratoga.
Yeah, Saratoga Springs School District employees evidently changed high school student grades after their normal grading periods had ended in quite a few cases. Even when students had flunked courses, they were moved up to passing grades. This is according to the audit by Controller DiNapoli, says that the district was not adequately controlling access to its computerized grading system, and it was poor oversight, and it resulted in these changes in the grades. Of 90 grade changes reviewed by the auditors, 55 were not supported with reasons why they should have been raised, and usually that's the process. A teacher petitions, and then an administrator changes it. The school district says it wasn't janitors or other non-instructional or administrative staff making the changes, even though some of them might have had access, according to the controller. In a written response, the superintendent said all the grade changes were made by guidance counselors at the request of teachers, even if there wasn't documentation. They're also promising to crack down on the process.
Talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, we thank you as always.
Thank you, David.